So we all have our own particular viewpoints that tend to arise again and again, and we think that maybe it's an indication that we are rejected, that we're not good enough. But initially, take these as powerful reminders to touch back in with powerful clarity this connection, this love that we all share. Clarity that is not affected by any of the descriptions, positive, negative, or neutral. So they're very powerful reminders. And the less that we emphasize the points of view, or the less that we avoid the points of view, or the less we try to replace them, the more the points of view are outshone, meaning they become less and less recognized. So this is just a logical equation. When we emphasize clarity again and again, it just becomes more and more bright. The sense of ease, of connection, of well-being, of never being separated, of feeling this intense love and connection and power, of knowing how to make clear decisions. All of these things just start to happen when we emphasize clarity. When we emphasize the points of view, there just seems to be more and more problems. So that's really the foundation of this training, just to keep taking short moments. And by hearing how there's, having confirmation of our natural perfection is very powerful as well. Most of our lives we've been told otherwise. And we've been telling ourselves that something needs to change about us, something needs to change about the situation in order to have well-being. And again, when we emphasize that, that's what we see. So in the Balanced View community, for instance, when you have other people that will share how amazing you are, despite any points of view, you know, from an authentic place, not people just making it up, when a trainer can share with you how amazing you are and encourage you to rely on your clarity power rather than getting lost in more points of view, this is so powerful. This is how you gain assurance until the point where clarity is totally just your way of being. It's the confidence, clarity confidence. It happens gradually, but by relying on what is offered in Balanced View, short moments, the trainer, the training and the community, you gain more and more assurance. So just by showing up and listening to talks, putting your iPod on and listening to talks, watching videos, sharing with the community, we start to see that, okay, maybe I'm not so flawed. Maybe I'm not really rejected. Maybe I don't have to emphasize those points of view that seem so hurtful. Maybe I can stop the story, even if it is just for a moment. And to ask for support, too, when we're feeling these strong points of view and feeling that we're not having any clarity, that's something I had to learn, to ask for help. I thought I could do everything on my own. I thought I had the instructions and I would go off and just try them. But, you know, I was just trying to analyze everything, trying to figure out, well, what is a short moment? How am I not rejected and so forth? But that didn't help me. That was my old way of relating to it. So for me to write to my trainer and ask for support, or to spend time with the community, participate in trainings, that's what allowed me to allow my points of view to be as they were, to be comfortable, to start feeling really okay about myself, to stop emphasizing all the negative traits, to check in at the end of the day and see how far I had come, see how much more confidence there was in clarity rather than how much I'd focused on the negativity. But I had to make that choice as well. I give up this right to be a victim of any of my points of view. And I just check back in. Do I want to be a victim of my points of view? Do I want to be right about these points of view? Or do I want to just relax? Just stop that story. And start writing down things that were actually changing for me. Really acknowledging the shift. Personally and professionally, noticing how it was easier to work on teams where there was less judgment, less criticism about everyone involved, less judgment and criticism about the process. And I started to see that we were meeting goals and exceeding them, and I felt just more openness for the team. and finding more solutions. You know, rather than focusing on the problems, I could see many more solutions. So this is an example of in a professional area or just in a work situation. And then personally, just feeling at ease with myself. Not, you know, the constant criticism really just started to die down. And my belief systems about what I needed to have well-being started to just fade away without having to make them go anywhere. Just by emphasizing clarity in my direct experience, I started to feel better and better, happier, less stress, not so affected by the stories that were going on, the ability to make clear decisions, and the ability to ask for help. And, you know, and just be open. Not hiding everything away, not stuffing everything down, and, you know, thinking I'm a unique failure and that people won't like me. And, you know, that's being in the community and exposing ourselves. This really helps normalize this point of view. And we all, probably all feel some kind of rejection or that we're not good enough, the other person's better, you know, our talents aren't quite up to par. So when we share this in the group, and in a confidential setting, we start to see how everybody has these similar points of view, and that, you know, we're not going to be rejected because we shared something very intimate about ourselves that we thought was a flaw. And then we can start to see how by sharing our feelings and thoughts in the group in a confidential setting, it empowers us and it empowers others to see that we're not a victim of any of our points of view.